from Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show. Brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Olive Seed Company, makers of Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. And the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra whiteness. The Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Perrott, George Neese, Gail Gordon, Charles Danton, his orchestra, and starring our March of Dimes girl, Judy Canova.
Love is so terrific, such a funny feeling, makes you want to cuddle and cling. Makes you sentimental, makes you kind of gentle. Ouch, terrific thing. Love is so prolific, makes your head a reeling, makes you want to giggle and sing. Makes you shy and wonder, hits you just like thunder. Ouch, terrific thing. Life rearranges, suddenly changes, everything strange as it can be. Memory gets hazy, then you go crazy. Wow, look what it's done to me. Love is so terrific, such a dizzy feeling, makes you hold the world on a string. Melts away your collar, makes you want to holler, let the wedding bells ring.
Well, despite the fact that this is leap year, Judy still hasn't made much progress romantically. Men just haven't paid much attention to her. Ah, but wait. At this precise moment, back in Cactus Junction, her old boyfriend, Lukey, is writing her a letter.
Dear Judy, I've been thinking about you a whole bunch lately. A farmer back here said if I'd marry his daughter, he'd give me a big fat Berkshire hog. But, Judy, I'd rather have you. Pa's been ailing, so I've been a-doing all the chores myself. I've been so busy, I even had to milk 2 cows at the same time. So you can see I've had my hands full. I got a big surprise for you, Judy. I'm going to come to Los Angeles to look up an old friend of my Pa's. So I'll see you soon.
Love, Lukey. Boy, dingy dongies, I sure do love that there girl. Boy, I sure do.
Ah, but Lukey isn't the only one showing interest in Judy. At this moment, in Beverly Hills, her old flame, Benchley Botsford, is thinking about Judy, too. In fact, he's prevailing upon his socialite parents to invite her over for dinner.
Benchley, how could you even think of such a thing?
Yes, Benchley. You know your father and I have never approved of this Canova girl. Frankly, she's not quite bright.
Oh, Mother, you're wrong. Look at this picture of her. You can tell just by looking at it that her mother didn't raise any dunces.
Perhaps not, but her father must have been kept pretty busy.
Well, Judy may not move in our set, but after all, she does have her own radio show. And she just missed a very big part in pictures because she looks too much like another movie star.
Son, do you think there's room in Hollywood for another Wallace Beery?
Dad, you can't treat me like a child. I'm going to invite her over anyway.
Very well, Benchley, if you insist.
I do. I'm going to call her up right now.
Hello, Judy Canova talking on this end.
Hello, gorgeous.
Are you sure you got the right number?
Judy, this is Benchley Botsford.
Oh, howdy, Benchley. Gee, it's good to hear from you again.
Judy, I called to invite you over to my house for dinner tonight.
Thanks, Bench, but are you sure it'll be all right? I got a hunch your folks don't like me.
Oh, nonsense. You won't have any trouble with them, Judy. All you have to do is act human.
I knew there's a catch to it. Golly, Bench, something always seems to happen when I go out with you. You remember our last date?
I sure do. We went for a ride in Griffith Park, and we ran out of gas.
Yeah. And when you went to get some, 2 fellas came along and seen me sitting there. You know, I think they were 2 zookeepers.
But Judy, what makes you think they were from the zoo?
Because one of them said to the other, Joe, you name it, and I'll tell you what to feed it. Now, one named Hungry. Wouldn't have ate nothing if they'd give it to me free.
Judy, I hope you'll come over for dinner tonight. We're having a very special treat.
A special treat? What do you mean?
Well, are you in the mood for a little wild game?
Sure, how about post office?
Well, I'll call for you at 7, Judy.
Oh, never mind, Betsy. I'll have Pedro drive me over. Goodbye now.
Goodbye, Judy.
Aunt Aggie.
Oh, Aunt Aggie.
Yes, Judy.
Guess what? Betsy Botchford just invited me over for dinner. Golly, I hope his intentions are serious this time.
Judy, if you want to make a favorable impression tonight, you'll have to watch your etiquette.
Oh, don't worry about my etiquette, Aunt Aggie. No, just so they don't serve spaghetti, I'll be okay. But I have a little trouble handling that stuff, I will say.
I know you do. Judy, how do you keep spaghetti from sliding off the fork?
Oh, I just tie it in knots and weight it down with a meatball.
Judy, you certainly know a better way than that to eat spaghetti.
I sure do. You just put one end in your mouth and start inhaling.
Judy, you don't eat spaghetti as if you were sucking on a straw.
I know. If you suck in too fast, it starts whipping around your ears. Yeah, it's awful messy getting your face beat up with gravy.
Oh, hello, Miss Judy. A letter just came for you.
Oh, thanks, Geranium.
Oh, who's the letter from, Judy?
Oh, my old boyfriend, Lukey. Look, Aunt Aggie, he says he's coming here to Los Angeles. Golly, now I might have two boyfriends on my hands. Geranium, you're always laughing. Aren't you ever serious?
Oh, yes, and I got my serious side.
Serious side?
Yeah, honey. I got poison ivy on my left side. And when you got sides like me, that's serious.
Geranium, I really got a serious problem. I might wind up with two boyfriends at the same time.
Oh, honey, that ain't no problem. I know a girl who had four boyfriends at the same time.
Four boyfriends?
Yeah, the first was a banker, the second was an actor, the third was a preacher, and the fourth was an undertaker.
Let me see now. A banker, an actor, a preacher, and an undertaker. What was the idea?
Honey, don't you get it? One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four to go.
Which one did you finally marry, Geranium?
Oh, none of them, honey. Along came the war, and she up and married a sailor.
You know, Geranium, my old boyfriend Lukey was in the Navy. He was one of those CBs. Ooh, how that boy liked to smooch. Ooh, what dangerous fellas those CBs was.
Ooh. Dangerous?
Yes. Geranium, didn't your mother ever tell you about the birds and the CBs?
But my boyfriend Pomeroy was in the paratroopers during the war. He sure hated them parachute jumps.
Hated the jumps? Why?
He got tired of climbing down trees he never climbed up.
Oh, golly, Geranium. Yeah, I'll never forget the first time Lukey saw me. I was walking down the street and he said, "Hubba, hubba."
Hey, the first time Pomeroy saw me walking down the street, he said,
"Tubble, tubble!" Judy, it's getting late. When do you think Lukey will arrive?
Well, he didn't say, Aunt Aggie, but gee, I sure hope I ain't at Bentley's house for dinner when he gets here.
Well, don't worry. I'll entertain him. Judy, if you want to make an impression on Bentley tonight, you must be glamorous. What dress are you going to wear?
Aunt Aggie, I'm going to wear a dress that'll make him so dizzy he won't know which way he's going. It's my Los Angeles model.
Los Angeles model?
Yep. Frost-worn and gray with a smog-bound bustle.
...1948 is a wonderful year for housewives. This is the year you get even more suds from Super Suds. Yes, more suds than ever before from the new 1948 Super Suds.
You'll get your wash really white, with no bleach.
because the new Super Suds gives extra suds for extra whiteness.
No other soap in the world can wash clothes whiter or get out more dirt.
Colgate Palmolive Peat made this new 1948 Super Suds the sudsiest and the best of them all. Just one box can fill a 15-ton truck full of suds.
Your grocer has the new 1948 Super Suds right now. Be sure to get it. The suds do the work. It's easy on colors, mild to hands.
Super Suds now gives more suds, extra suds for whiter dust. No other soap can wash clothes whiter, get out more dirt or wash them brighter.
Now back to Judy Canova, the sportsman, and a big brass band from Brazil.
That's the way they go.
Three brothers down in Rio had a noisy family trio. Three piccolos that sounded mighty shrill. But their papa called it music, so with his dough they planned the big brass band from Brazil. And soon they sent to Cuba, got the trumpets and the tuba.
They figured that their relatives had skill.
Papa's ears are stuffed with cotton, but he still thinks they're grand.
The big brass band from Brazil. Oh, they practice all night long,
but they've only learned one song.
So they play the same old phrase.
57 different ways.
Oh,
there's first and second cousins, and there's uncles by the dozen. They play as long as Papa pays a bill. It's getting more expensive each time that they expand.
The big brass band from Brazil. Oh, they practice all night long, but they've only learned one song. They don't need their drums at all.
When the neighbors bang the wall,
whirrum pa pa ka si ka rum.
Well, Judy has a good opportunity tonight to make a favorable impression on Benchley Botsford's socialite parents. She's all dolled up and is ready now to have Pedro drive her over to the Botsford mansion in Beverly Hills.
Pedro? Oh, Pedro, I'm ready to leave now.
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita. Oh, golly, Senorita, you look pretty tonight.
Thank you, Pedro.
I like those open-toed sandals. With your toenails painted red.
Do you, Paige?
See, they look like a bunch of radishes peeking through a Venetian blind. Senorita, when my girl wears those open-toed sandals, her toenails stick out too far, and I don't like it.
Why not, Pedro?
Well, every time I dance with her, she tears my socks. Senorita, after I drive you to the Botsford's house, I have a date with my girl.
Oh, to go driving?
No, to go parking.
Pedro, you're always parking with your girl.
See, I even wrote a song about it. When it's avocado time in Cucamonga, I'm parking with my lemon in an orange grove.
Well,
blues.
Pedro, why do you always park? Why don't you take your girl out somewhere?
Oh, I do, Senorita. Last night, me and my girl were sitting in a car with her head on my shoulder. We wasn't saying anything. Then my girl said, Pedro, I'll give you a kiss for your thoughts.
Ooh, what happened?
Just my luck, I wasn't thinking of a thing.
Well, you better think about driving me to the box for dinner. I don't want to be late. Since these folks are awful fussy in Oklahoma.
It was nice of you to come to dinner, Miss Canova.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, Miss Canova, Mrs. Botsford and I are delighted. Benchley tells me that you're on the radio.
Yes, Dad, and Judy's been in movies, too.
Ah, the cinema. I take it, Miss Canova, you're not working on a cinema role now.
Nope, I'm just chawing on this hard biscuit here. Say, ain't you got nothing I can dunk this thing in?
Judy!
Miss Canova, in this family, we do not dunk.
Well, I read in the paper that you did.
That the box said dunk? Yep. Yep, I did, yes. What did you see in the paper that makes you think the box said dunk?
Well, the headline said, Boxford make big splash at society dinner.
Well, Miss Canova, it's encouraging to know that you do read the papers.
I sure do.
Then I presume you saw that General Eisenhower isn't going to run.
Well, why should he run in this country? He didn't run when he was in Europe. You know, that was the paper that said you folks just got back from a cruise around the world.
Oh, yes, our world cruise. We visited some very fascinating places, especially India.
India?
Yes. You know, they have most unusual customs. Why, over there, you can actually see people praying in the street.
Oh, shucks, that ain't nothing. Right here in Los Angeles, you can see pedestrians doing the same thing.
How quaint. On our way home, we spent the summer in Baden, Baden.
Where?
Baden, Baden. Where do you summer?
Azusa, Azusa.
You see, Judy, Mother took an ocean voyage to rest up from her heavy social program.
Oh, yes, I was so utterly fatigued. I spend most of my time on the mezzanine deck.
Well, if you were that tired, why didn't you stay on the pahoof deck?
Oh, Mother, Judy's just joking.
Well, it's no joking matter. I was so ill on that trip, I didn't even bother dressing for meals.
Gosh, weren't you chilly? I would have been.
Miss Canova, Mrs. Botsford meant that she ate all her meals in her negligee.
Her negligee what?
A negligee. What do you put on when company comes unexpectedly?
The coffee pot. There's plenty of it anytime.
No, Judy, mm-hmm. Dad is referring to a negligee. What does your mother throw over her shoulders in the middle of the night?
My brother Willie when she burps him. Say, could I have another one of them there pickles over there? Boy,
Judy, don't fill up on pickles. Eat your quail. That's the wild game I told you about.
Yes, Miss Canova, don't be afraid of the quail. It won't fly away.
I know. The part I got ain't nowhere near the wings. Gosh, my quail ain't even half cooked.
Oh, nonsense, Miss Canova. Those quail were stewed in sherry wine.
Some of them might be stewed, but this one must belong to Alcoholics Anonymous. Mouth, moose.
Madam, I am ready to serve the crepe Suzette.
Very well, Jerome. Did you pour that bottle of brandy on them?
Most of it.
Benchley, look, Benchley, the pancakes are on fire.
Oh, Judy, those are the crepes Suzette. They're small pancakes with brandy burning on top of them.
Oh, yeah. My Uncle R.T. used to make them things, and he made them a different way.
What do you mean, a different way, Miss Canova?
Well, sir, he'd take a bite of pancake, then a big old swig of homemade brandy, light a cigarette, and the flames would shoot 10 feet out of his mouth.
Judy.
Yes, they even call the fire department.
Miss Canova, we're most interested.
Boy, is that a mess. Everybody blowing flame out in his mouth. I got kissed by the fire chief himself.
Miss Canova.
Judy.
Miss Botford, have you ever been kissed by a blowtorch? No, she ain't. I can tell by her face.
Enough of this nonsense, Miss Canova.
This drivel has gone far enough. Miss Canova, how can anyone become so uncouth and so illiterate?
It ain't hard. I'll lend you the recipe. Practice a little. You make it.
Jerome, what's going on out there? Jerome, answer me.
Why, it's my old boyfriend, Lukey.
Well, my dingy-dongies, I sure do love that girl, boy.
Oh. Howdy, Lukey. Gosh, it's good to see you.
Yeah.
Young men, how did you get past my butler? Where is he?
Well, ma'am, you know that big cactus plant you got a-setting out in the vestibule?
Yes?
Well, he's a-setting in that. Golly, it's sure good to see you, Judy. You know, your aunt told me that you was here.
Oh, come on, sit down, Lukey. Maybe the Botfords will invite you to dinner.
This yokel? For dinner? He'll eat here over my dead body.
Well, I'd rather eat off the table. See, I know you was here in fancy society, Judy, so I got all dolled up for you. Look, I even got two handkerchiefs.
Two, Lukey?
Yeah, one for showing and one for blowing.
Oh, gosh, Lukey, you're dolled up real formal-like. Say, is that a tuxedo shirt you got on?
No, I couldn't get no tuxedo shirt, so I soaked my stomach with starch. Had a hard time ironing them pleats in, too, I'll tell you.
Well, it's pretty, I'll say that.
Thank you.
Young man, you are the weirdest character I have ever encountered. Why don't you marry another idiot and settle down?
Say, that's a good idea. Can you cook?
Finchley, this is all your fault. What are you going to do?
Oh, if I had a wishbone, I'd wish I was dead.
Say, Lukey, did you come to town just to see me?
Yeah, Judy, but my pa gave me an errand to do for him. He wants me to look up an old girlfriend of his. See, now, I got her picture right here.
Oh, let me see it.
Oh, here she is. She used to be a fan dancer and a poker dealer in the Golden Nugget Saloon. Her name was Chippewa Minnie.
Chippewa Minnie?
Yeah. Hey, you know something, Judy? Her picture looks like this lady right here.
What?
Sure is a beat-up old turkey, ain't she?
Good heavens, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Oh, come on now, you must have been.
Lukey, no, Lukey, Lukey, you're Miss Cook, and this here lady's Mrs. Botford.
Oh, Botford nothing. She's Chippewa Minnie.
Chippewa Minnie?
Yeah, you heard what I said.
A poker dealer? Oh, boy, that's pretty good after all them airs you put on Miss Botford.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I was never a poker dealer in my life.
I'll bet you $10 you were.
Okay, you suckers. There's $10 in the pot. Everybody ante up.
Oh, mother!
Halo, everybody, halo. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So halo, everybody, halo.
Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. Yes, soaping your hair with even finest liquid or cream shampoos hides its natural luster with dulling soap film. But Halo contains no soap. Made with a new patented ingredient, Halo cannot leave dulling film. Halo reveals the true color and brilliance of your hair the very first time you use it. Leaves it shimmering with glorious natural highlights. And even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo carries away loose dandruff and dirt like magic. Needs no lemon or vinegar rinses. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Say hello to Halo shampoo. Goodbye to dulling soap film. Get Halo at any cosmetic counter. And remember, soaping dulls hair. Halo glorifies it.
So halo, everybody, halo. Halo shampoo, halo.
Now back to Judy Canova, the sportsman, and the inquisitive ballad, Why Does It Have to Rain on Sunday?
Why does it have to rain on Sunday? The one day the sun ought to shine. Wouldn't the sky be blue on Sunday? The one day my baby's all mine. Monday finds me dreaming things we'll do when we're together. My Sunday dreams are dampened by the weather. What if it has to rain on Sunday? That old weatherman must be saving up all his rain for Sunday, 'cause he's jealous of baby and me.
The Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hoople with John Ward and is produced and directed by Joe Rimes. This is Howard Petrie asking you to use Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair and the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra whiteness. Now, here's Judy.
Thank you, Howard. Folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the two products that bring us together each week, Halo Shampoo and Super Suds, the bestest in the world. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood singing, go to sleep, little baby. Go to sleep, little baby. When you wake, you'll patty, patty cake and ride a shiny little pony. Daddy's coming home to baby. Daddy's coming home to baby. Stop your crying, Daddy will be buying you a shiny little pony. Oh, you buy the little baby. Your eyes, someone very wise, way up in the skies, will bless you. Go to sleep, little baby. Go to sleep, little baby. When you wake, you'll patty, patty cake and ride a shiny little pony.
Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. No other toothpaste cleans teeth better. Colgate cleans teeth thoroughly, safely, reveals natural sparkle and beauty. And scientific tests prove that in 7 out of 10 cases, Colgate Dental Cream instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. See if you don't agree with the millions who have made Colgate's America's favorite toothpaste. After you eat and before every date, use Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth.
Stay tuned to Kay Kaiser with his Comedy of Errors and the College of Musical Knowledge, which follows immediately.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.